Well, you came to learn here, feel inspired by something about growth, evolution, expansion, learning. Those are the feelings that, or desires that we have when we talk about moving towards the divine. It's all about growth. It's all about a principle of feeling that we have unexplored potential within ourselves. If we didn't think that, if we didn't have a feeling about that, there'd be nothing to move toward. So the movement of human consciousness towards the divine is built into creation. We don't often think in such large terms. We think about growth, our own growth, and usually we think about overcoming personal obstacles or inner problems. We're very practical in that way. But all of creation, that which created creation, is evolving, and this is a perspective about becoming. All of creation is evolving us into more conscious beings with the goal of becoming fully conscious of the divine while we are in human form. So you may be holding that to be true, and I think you probably are because you were attracted to coming here about this talk, but often we don't feel that way. We know it to be true, but we don't feel that way. And so there's a question about how can I be more of my deeper self, or how can I experience the divine presence within me more? We have a question, and for that purpose, many of us develop a spiritual practice, often meditation, but not always, to see if we can make contact with that other place that knows more, that can feel more, that experiences some aspect of the divine as real. So I'm saying to you, you know, as you look into your own self, we need to know that there's a big difference between holding something as an idea and being able to embody it. The word embodiment, which you're all familiar with from embody yoga, the word embodiment is very, very key. We can have lots of spiritual ideas and concepts without being able to live them. And in fact, we can have a feeling, which is not always true, that we are living them when we're not actually living them. So we need to learn about how to do this. And there's a paradox involved in this, because in principle, and I think you know this, all is one. So we shouldn't even be talking about the human and the divine as being separate. They're not. And the reason we have this as a subject is because experientially, our vision and our understanding in everyday life creates that dichotomy. So on the one hand, we believe that everything is one, and on the other hand, we don't feel it that way in our daily life. This is a human dilemma. You may feel it's a personal psychological dilemma, and many people do feel that they are limited by their personal history. You may feel that your own personal story of what you grew up with keeps you confined to certain views of yourself. That's a human dilemma, much more than it is a personal psychological dilemma. So, in this perspective that all is one and that creation has the desire, the purpose of creation is to evolve all consciousness further into carrying the awareness of divinity within its own form, with you, your body, your consciousness, your life, your days, then we begin to look at how that might be done. As I said, we're very practical when we deal with personal problems. We're very focused on what's going on inside ourselves and what are the issues we're dealing with and where did they come from. Most of us are still connected with the psychological perspective. But there's another perspective to hold about growth, and it's this, that the energy that is what we call the source energy, God, the oneness, the one, the Holy One, whatever you call the Divine One, that source energy, that source of creation, liberates an energy through the multiple planes of existence, coming into the physical plane in order to evolve consciousness further. So I just took a step here, and I would like to bring you with me if you're not already there, in order to understand transformation, your own transformation. You have to understand energy. There's no getting around it. You can call it something else, but there's no getting around it. Energy and consciousness move in together. They're two aspects of the same thing. And so in the West, we speak of energy. Lots of times we are very broad in what we mean when we talk about our energy. Sometimes we're just talking about our emotions. But when I'm talking about energy, I'm talking about the purposeful, intentional aspect of creation. What does the Divine One, God, by whatever name the One is called, intend for all of us? What is the goal, the direction? And I would say that you have a choice as to what you think about that, but one of the things you could think about it is what I said, to evolve creation so that all that is in the source energy can become all that exists within each of us. The macrocosm of everything and the interior soul can be joined as being the same. Outer, inner, oneness. That's the goal, that you carry that. And in order to accomplish that, all of spiritual evolution over millennia has been part of that. Your own consciousness has grown through all the lifetimes you've lived and all the experiences you've had. You've been growing. You may not have intended or known that you were developing a deeper awareness of spirit. Nevertheless, it's happening, whether you're aware of it or not. And then those who move more deeply into the consciousness of wanting to grow, to transform, to heal, when you start wanting that more, you begin to think in terms of an acceleration. Instead of waiting for the next lifetime, you want to do something now. What can I do now to bring me more into the truth of who I am? What can I do now to liberate something within me so that I can live a more full life? And that question creates a motivation to reach towards the divine in a more active way. This is the purpose of the Matra Mandir. The physical structure that was created in Auroville, India, and the consciousness aspect of that physical structure, the energy and consciousness, were created to bring human beings in a more accelerated way into a higher stage of their own development through the energy itself. Through the energy itself. So when in the early 20th century and in the mid-20th century, Sri Aurobindo and the mother were formulating their concepts regarding human evolution and regarding the means towards that which they put forth in concept in terms of a practice of integral yoga, while all that was developing, an energy was being activated. An energy that was multidimensional was being activated through the spiritual work that was being done at that time, so that the higher planes of light, source energy, which in the West we call light, could more easily find, like a waterfall, you know, find its way down into the lower vibration, which is the physical plane. Now, I said a few minutes ago we needed to think of energy. There's no way around it. But there's another thing that we need to think about, and that is that the physical existence, the plane that we're on, is one of a many multiple layered dimensional realm, and that we exist on all layers. We are multidimensional. I'm not sure, I hope, that this is not unfamiliar to you, but the idea of you being layered in your consciousness is a useful one. You know, psychologically, we think conscious, mind, subconscious, thoughts we're not so aware of, unconscious. This is the legacy of the 20th century psychological picture. We have an awareness of multiple layers of consciousness and unconsciousness. You all know that. So this is a different way of looking at layers. Layers is the source that created creation is the highest vibration that we aspire to. And that source energy desires to be brought down into the physical plane to activate and accelerate each human consciousness. So this was the purpose for which the Matra Mandir was created. It was to elevate, to activate, to accelerate human consciousness through making that source energy more available on the earth. What do we think about that? These are very abstract ideas. How does a person do that? And the answer is a person doesn't do that. The divine within a being, an embodied being, can do that, because a person, in order to bring through higher dimensions of light, has to be able to be activated or conscious in those higher dimensions of light. You can't talk yourself into it. You actually have to live in those higher dimensions to bring it through. Then it becomes embodied. So at that time, in the Matra Mandir, the work that was being done, because of the beings that were involved, who were named Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, were able to make contact with those dimensions and bring it through as the energy of the Matra Mandir. Well, what does that mean for us? What does it mean for us? Matra Mandir is in India. We're here. What does it mean for us? So I'd like you to think that what it means is that we are part of one body, and that when one human being transforms, any one of you, any one of us, when you change the energy that you're carrying, even a little, hopefully more than a little, but even a little, when you change, everything around you changes because you're connected to everything around you. It's not possible for you to have an isolated experience of transformation without it affecting everybody around you. They may not cheer and applaud. They may not let you know, your family or your friends. They may not say, oh boy, I feel you've changed your vibration. They may not be aware on that level, but inside, we are transparent to each other. So inside, what happens to one is broadcast to the next one and the next one. So that's how energy begins to change the earth. And it also begins to change our way of relating to our daily experience. Remember I said that energy and consciousness or awareness are two aspects of the same thing. So if you take in, if your spiritual practice, if you decide that what's important is to be more aware of your own divine being, if you decide that that's important, then you decide you are wanting to find out what practice would help you. And one of the answers, and the one that I'm bringing to you tonight, is a practice that involves taking in more light. Light being what I'm referring to as the source energy of creation. You decide to take in more light, and you decide to be or do whatever will help you do that. The Matra Mandir energy is not just at this present time located in India. Remember, we're all one. We're all one. So the energy that initially brought through that multidimensional stream in India is now capable of being anchored elsewhere by those who can blend with it. By those who can blend with it. This is light energy. This is universal energy. This is cosmic energy. You don't have to have a specific belief in order to blend with it. You just have to have a desire to grow. You have to have a desire, some consciousness that you want to experience more of what you believe is your true self. That's what's needed. And the energy of light is what transforms consciousness so that you have easier access to your true self. So this is the reason that having joined with the Matra Mandir energy in India through various experiences that I had while I was there, I was given the opportunity to understand that it could be brought here. It could be brought here. And that one doesn't have to have a personal experience of India or that particular temple vessel. Matra Mandir is called the Temple of the Mother because it was the Mother that brought through the energy and also the further work in its relationship of Matra Mandir to Auroville. So Matra Mandir is called the Temple of the Mother. So you may have your own experience of that. As a soul, you may come to feel that you have some inner relationship with that. Or you can approach it from the standpoint of energy alone, just through intention. The human part of you and the divine part of you are already one. They're already one. But because of our history of being embedded in the physical plane, most of us are looking around and we're just seeing physical things. We're just seeing solid objects, people's bodies, space, things separate from each other. So that's the human process of coming into form was to do that, was to become a separate individual, to become yourself. It's not an accident. You chose to come here to become you. You chose to come here. So there's no accidents about those who have come to the earth. Everyone who is here has chosen to come here. And why did you choose to come here? You chose to come here to experience yourself in physical form, and to experience what an individualized consciousness could be like. And at that point, before coming into the Earth's evolutionary cycle, there was given to you an understanding that at some point in time you would return to unity, because that's the package deal. First, you come into individualized form, and then you return to within your own body, within your body, to a sense of the unity of all. When I talk about these things, I think I speak matter-of-factly, but the feeling I want to convey is of the miraculous. And I hope I can do that for you. Because to speak about the intentionality of the universe is no small thing. I mean, to talk about the universe as a living entity, living, intelligent, conscious, purposeful, it's not something to take for granted. There is an intentionality of the universe to be in relationship with each of us. You and the universe are meant to be partners in your own experience of life. We just don't think big enough. So we lose track of that we're related to all that is. We lose track of it in our daily life, and most of us get smaller. So That's part of what needs to happen. We need to undo the misperception of smallness so that we can feel that which is out there and that which is in here, feelings, thoughts, body sensations. We're all the time in relationship. You're never not in relationship with the rest of the universe. Never. It's not possible. So to go back to what I was saying about the Matra Mandir energy, the energy of the Matra Mandir is a miracle. It's a miracle because it's completely undefined by physical reality. It's completely beyond physical reality that it's possible to reach up to the heavens, what we call the heavens, some of us call the heavens, and bring something that never existed before on the earth to the earth. That's practically the definition of a miracle. Something arriving on the earth that never existed before. It's not the only miracle that has ever been on the earth, but it is miraculous, and we benefit greatly, each of us, when we can consider our own life as miraculous, when we can witness the miraculous in our own life. We benefit greatly. For some people, change is slower. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. It just means that the undoing process of recognizing who you are in this larger way has deeper roots. It needs to go deeper into the misperceptions. And so that transformational healing process can take a while. And it's important to not be discouraged, no matter how long it takes. You may have spent years, you may have spent lifetimes doing work on yourself. That's what we say, we're working on ourselves. While you're doing that, think about bringing through the energy of your own deeper self to help you with that process of revealing what's in the way of having more truth in your life. That's the process by which light moves things forward. It reveals to you that which is in the way, or that which you need to come into contact with, so that you can be free of it. It accelerates the process of transformation. If we all believe that, and certainly this is not part of mainstream consciousness yet, but it's part of the consciousness of a lot of people to know about transformation. Why isn't everybody doing it? Why aren't we all saying, yay? No. And you know the answer to that is because it's not easy. It requires something of us. It's simple to say, all is one, but it's not easy to remove the obstacles of prejudice, judgment, rejection, distortion, denial. I mean, these are the ego defenses that are very common. That's why it's hard, because we don't see clearly and the filters of perception have to be moved out of the way. And because it's hard, and because many lives that we live, and you may experience this, you have all you can do to take care of your own life as it is without doing extra work. That's the thing that for some people makes it postponed. You know, I'll get to my spiritual practice next week, next month, next year. Because it's hard. Because it involves a commitment. It involves a commitment to take seriously the purpose for which you exist, the spiritual purpose. You can have an emotional purpose. You can have a purpose for your family. You can love your children and your family and enjoy them. You can have a purpose for your work and feel like your work is of service to people. Those are good things. But it's not the same thing as knowing the source of your existence. That motivation, the source of your existence, is part of the process of awakening. Awakening through whatever means we try to awaken activates the motivation to go deeper. Awakening does that. And before then, we're entranced with, enamored of, in love with physical life and just seeing what's in front of us. And so something has to happen in order to awaken us to want more. And that something is activated through what I'm calling in a twofold way. I'm calling it the Matra Mandir energy, and I'm also calling it light. It's a specific downflow from the higher vibrational planes of energy, source energy, and it can be present here in the yoga center, here in the Matra Mandir meditations that have been offered here for a couple of months now, here, because all is one, because the fact that India is over there and we're over here is not a big fact compared to the matter of something miraculous opened up and heaven was brought to the earth, what we call heaven, was brought to the earth. A portal was created. There's something that you could ponder. Portal. You know what a portal is. A portal is a doorway. And in this case, a portal is a doorway to the higher realms. Portal. A portal, when we speak of a spiritual portal, and there are quite a few of them on the earth. The Matra Mandir is one very powerful one. And there are other portals that have other purposes other than that one. Portal is a multidimensional doorway that brings through energy that's not native to the earth, but that is trying to get here. So, we open a portal here in America, here at the Yoga Center, and in India, and any place else where one can make contact. And you have to be ready to make contact with the higher dimensional energies. You open a portal to bring that through, and it vibrates in unison with the Matra Mandir through your intention. It vibrates in unison with the portal of the Matra Mandir. Only it becomes part of this land, this location, this place, through the power of your own intention. Here's how it, here's what the practice is in very brief. It's what I've been doing with anybody who comes in the morning for the Matra Mandir meditations. And I was just shown this card for any of you who would like to join us. It says Matra Mandir meditations. And after this talk next week, they're going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:00 in the morning. You would need to get here 5 minutes before then. That's very important because the meditation needs to start exactly on time. So, the portal of Matra Mandir is being opened here. The energy is being brought forth here. And everybody who has an intention to accelerate their own development or to help the earth does that by being part of this portal. You open your mind and your body and the cells of your body and your heart and your idea about what you want to be doing. You open your intention to receiving light. That's all you need to do, just to open your intention to receiving light and imagining it as flowing. You can imagine it as flowing down. It's not really down, it's also inside. But we speak about down because vibration has higher and lower frequencies. So, you imagine yourself receiving light, and I'm going to guide you through this Matra Mandir meditation now. The purpose, or let's say the practice, is just about receiving, just that, Just allow yourself to receive. You don't have to think about anything. And also for those of you who have difficulty with meditation because you can't quiet your mind, let me tell you that your mind isn't the only part of you that's meditating. When you are intending to receive light, your body is also in the meditation. So your mind, it would be good if it's quiet, but if it's not, your body is still responding to your intention. You're having a body meditation. When you picture yourself receiving light, first of all, as much as you can, sit up straight and relax your hands. Unfold whatever you're folding in your body. Picture the top of your head as an open bowl, or if you like, as a flower. Open to the sun. You are an open vessel intending to receive light. So we picture that through the top of the head, the crown center. And now picture also that every time you breathe, you're breathing in light. You're breathing in energy. You don't have to change your breath at all. It's just open. Top of your head and your breath, just open. Now picture all the cells in your skin. All through your arms and your shoulders, your legs, all those cells that are open to the outside of your body, to the air around you, the layer of skin is now vibrating with what it's receiving. So you could imagine that your arms and legs are also receiving light, as well as your breath, as well as the top of your head. Intention, your desire to receive light, is what's important. Your desire to be in contact with your own deeper self. To be in contact with the divine self that you are. It's the place of truth. We need to want truth in order to feel it. We first have to want it. We first have to desire it. You can imagine, for those of you who visualize easily, the source of light, the source energy coming to you through all the planes and dimensions between that source and the physical plane, vibrational planes, coming through you, to you and through you. And not only coming to you, but also going through you into the earth. Because we are each transmitters of energy into the earth. We are part of the earth's body. And so we can be involved in our own healing process, and we can also be blessing the earth at the same time. Feel the top of your head open like a bowl. Let go of all doing. You don't have to do anything. You just need to receive whatever you can. And even if you can't feel it, you can know that you are. Even if you can't feel it. Light isn't a feeling, it's an energy. And it can be felt in many different ways by different people. You may feel that your life is small or ordinary, or you may wish it's larger, but you are, in doing this practice, connecting to the cosmos. There's no such thing as small or large here. There's just your inner being, which is already one with the universe, becoming activated so that you are more aware of it. That's all. Remember, and some of you may already know this, that every cell in your body can become more conscious. Every cell can receive light, and every cell can become more conscious. Let yourself receive that which is the gift, the bestowal, the blessing of the universe's desire to join with you out of love, the desire to be part of your life out of love. If you feel your mind wandering to something that you're worried about, or your body's uncomfortable, try to get more comfortable, but come back to the simplicity of receiving. Come back to breathing and to opening, opening, opening. Taking in light doesn't leave you. It merges with your cells and with your consciousness so that it's with you during the day. Every practice or every sitting that we do adds to the amount of energy and consciousness that we're capable of bringing to everything else. In other words, we're lifting ourselves out of the embeddedness in simply thinking of ourselves as physical. Everything you do that allows you to receive changes your daily life. When you reach up to the higher planes or the higher dimensions of light, the higher dimensions of light reach back to you. And so you can imagine yourself drawing down that energy, that source energy, through the top of your head, through the crown center, down through your neck and shoulders, and chest and torso and that energy that moves through your body wants to join with the earth's body as well. It is the time for the earth to change into a planet of light. It is the time. And so the higher dimensions are made more available now to help that happen. And we each help that happen by sitting in this way. Relax your breathing. Relax your body. Become simple. Let go of your worries. Everyone has worries. Let them all go for this time. Become a receiver of light. And when you do that, the light that's within you gets stronger. It's already in you, but it gets stronger in its potency to help your life. Try to stay simple with yourself. You're being loved by the universe when you do this, just to receive and to know that you are interacting with the purpose of creation and the purpose of the Matra Mandir, to assist you in bringing your own divine potential into greater reality. While you have your eyes closed, I want to tell you something else about the human story. Another miraculous part of our existence. You can open your eyes if you like, but this is what I want to share with you. Human beings, all of us, have the possibility simultaneously of living within time and beyond time. Think of that. We have the possibility of being aware and going about our business on the physical plane, and also simultaneously being aware of other planes of existence. Here's another example. We have the possibility of, for example, on a given day, we decide, do I go here or do I go there? What's more important to do? So we have the possibility of thinking about that with our mind, which is a physical attribute. Our mind is connected with our brain, and our brain is a physical structure. We have the possibility of thinking about choices and at the same time receiving the divine flow from our soul that can tell us which is better to do from the standpoint of being in harmony with our soul purpose. This is a picture of human life that's meant to be the picture of being able to do all activities with a consciousness of their divine purpose. And not only with their divine purpose, but a consciousness of other aspects of yourself playing a part in the choices you make. Other aspects of yourself are those other layers of your being playing a part, so that everything doesn't have to get decided through your mind. We are meant to feel the divine in everything, in everyone, and in every place. And the reason that that seems far-fetched now is because of the limited access on our embodied level to soul awareness, or to the dimensions of our higher being. But the Matra Mandir energy is meant exactly to activate and quicken this awareness of what are we doing here in the midst of what we're doing here. What are we doing here? We're living as souls upon the earth. We're living out our sacred purpose while we're doing what we are doing. So take another moment and relax your body, and then when you're ready, open your eyes, and I invite you to ask me questions. And you can also get up and stretch if you'd like, since we've been sitting a while. We pray for the dawning of truth in the hearts of all beings. We pray for ourselves and for all, that we may each experience the deeper truth of who we are and the deeper truth of love as the truth of who we are. We pray for governments of the world as we do for all the inhabitants, that those who are leaders may also experience their own deeper truth, their own heart's love, and that the life of the soul, the life of the divine, may become embodied on the face of the earth, bringing peace to all. Om Namo Bhagavate. Namaste.